I once read a story about someone who woke up one morning to find a puddle of water in the middle of his king-sized waterbed. In order to fix the hole, he rolled the heavy mattress outdoors and filled it with more water so he could locate the leak more easily. The enormous bag of water became impossible to control and began rolling down a nearby hill. It finally landed in a clump of bushes that poked it full of holes. Disgusted, the man decided to throw out the waterbed and move a standard bed into the room. The next morning, he woke to find a puddle of water in the middle of the new bed. After a lot of work and challenges, what he soon learned was that the upstairs bathroom actually had a leaky drain, and that he had thrown out a perfectly good bed for no reason at all. Life is that way sometimes, isn't it? We sometimes take extreme measures or are quick to throw things out when they are flawed or considered damaged or unusable. We often make rash decisions which can lead us to make grave errors, all because we perhaps overlook the obvious or use bad judgment in evaluating a situation. I am sure we all have been guilty of throwing the baby out with the bathwater, because every human life has at least one flaw. The only problem is that some are unwilling to admit it. Our lives are often broken by our own sin, our own mistakes, and our own regrets. Sometimes we find ourselves shattered by the best intended plan that belly ups, and when that happens, the natural tendency is to give up or to trash it. We often don't stop to consider how failures and shortcomings can be transformed. We don't often consider, as the words from the children's song says, how little can be made much in the hands of God. During Jeremiah's time, the people of God found themselves in a different type of situation. Although it was not quite as simple as the waterbed, their actions and behaviors were not pleasing to God. And in the previous chapters, God had already warned and reminded them that his eyes were on all of their ways, good and bad. But the people of Israel had become a nation who ignored God. They were making bad decisions. Chaos ruled throughout the land. Corruption was widespread, and morality was declining rapidly. And it is in the midst of this confusion that God instructs Jeremiah to write the words that we read today. God instructs Jeremiah to go into a familiar place, the potter's house. Now, the pots made there were not expensive pots. They were instead the everyday wares of a typical Judean household. Serviceable, perhaps not perfect in shape or color, but usable by a family to hold grain or wine to sustain common life. Judean pots were also known for a rather short lifespan, given their poor construction out of equally poor materials. Therefore, a trip to the local potter was both familiar and frequent. So when God called on the prophet to visit the potter, it was certainly a trip he had made many times before. It was certainly a familiar place, and a place where God's words would resonate loudly in Jeremiah's heart and mind. And so today, it is in these passages where we find a somewhat depressed and disappointed Jeremiah. Israel, the very people whom God had chosen, resisted and rebelled against God. And I am certain Jeremiah had many thoughts and many fears about the future of Israel. And as he pondered them, all of his doubts and questions were resolved at the potter's house. For it was there that Jeremiah knew about the restoration of broken pots and vessels. It was there that he knew clay was basically useless, shapeless, and had no purpose in its original state. It was there that Jeremiah saw the picture of a people in their depraved state, sinners who were shapeless and had no meaning or purpose. But Jeremiah also rested in the hope of the potter, who was able to turn clay into useful vessels. He knew that clay did not end upon the potter's will by chance, and he knew that the potter would already have in mind the type of vessel he wanted to make. A potter would not sit down to make a vase and by chance make a bowl. And this is how the master potter worked in the lives of the Israelites. God wanted to provide a way out of disobedience for Israel. God wanted to remold them in order that they would not become a community destroyed and forgotten. God wanted to gather their fragmented lives in order to mold and remake them into a community of believers. And just as in the days of Jeremiah, today the master potter still calls out for useful vessels. God is still calling for people he can depend upon. God is still calling for believers who he can trust to share the good news. God is still calling out to us as a potter who only desires to transform us into a people of purpose and possibilities. Through the words of the prophet Jeremiah, God encourages us to never give up on what we consider a failure. In this journey, which we call life, we all face setbacks. We all fail. We all experience pain, loneliness, and loss. But in the hands of God, there is a way to resolve the cracks and the flaws of our lives. Quite often, we get things a bit twisted because we do realize that God has our back, but we also assume that the totality of our lives should always be without difficulties. If we look back in history, we know that this was never the case then, and it is certainly not the case today. If you recall, Joseph also experienced trials and tribulations before he was made second in command in Egypt. Or when we look at the life of Miriam, she was called to lead the Hebrew women out of Egypt. And for a woman during these times, there had to be many bumpy roads. Or when we think of Priscilla, a tent maker and co-worker with Paul, she is one who risked her life to proclaim the gospel. No, friends, no, not one who rests in the hands of God is exempt from the troubles of this world. But what we can rest assured of is that when we are in the midst of the storms of life, or when we experience setbacks, it is truly in the hands of God which carry us. Whenever a potter is working with clay, it is the clay which is never tossed out. The clay is always saved for further use, because clay can always be reconstructed and remolded by the potter. We were each created to be the crown of God's glory. And God will always work to reshape us until we are transformed into the person we were called to be. Just as the potter who shapes and molds his clay into a useful vessel, God is constantly shaping and molding us to be the reflection of Christ in the world. When we place our faith in God's hands, God will take our varied life experiences, both the good and not so good, in order to customize our lives. And as the potter who squashes the clay while on the spinning wheel in order to reform it, sometimes God has to squash us, especially when we make mistakes. There are times when God has to squash the pride out of us. Sometimes God has to squash the anger from us. Sometimes God has to squash the bitterness out of our lives. In times when we feel we are being poked and prodded, trust God is at work within us. God is also not just present because he's interested in playing with clay. God also works to collect the often scattered and broken fragments of our lives. I guess you could say God is a lover of cracked pots and broken lives. But it is through his love that he actively works to reverse our poor decisions and unpleasant patterns of behavior. And I believe that there is a sweet relief in knowing, regardless of the setbacks in our lives, we are always loved and always usable for God's kingdom. So whenever we are in doubt, may we remember that God has a purpose for every life, just as the potter has with the clay. I'm not sure if you've ever seen a cracked bell, but perhaps you've wondered if you've seen one, how it is restored. And there are a few possible ways to restore a cracked bell. One way, not the best way, is to surround the bell with bands. Through this method, you can easily tell that there is a crack by the sound of the bell, and that might just be a short-term solution. The other way to repair the bell is to remelt it and recast it. In our humanness, we are somewhat like a bell, suspended high in the steeple of creation to ring forth the praises of God. And just as a cracked bell can be restored when it is exposed to environmental mishaps, so can we. God can remelt us. God can refashion us. God can recast our lives as new creatures in Christ. And it is truly good news to know that God still chooses us, a band of mishaps and cracked pots, to be holy vessels, to be holy women and men who walk humbly and faithfully throughout the world. There was good news for the people of Israel. There is good news for us today. As the Lord said to Jeremiah, he still says to each of us, can I not do the same with you as this potter? Look, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are each of you in mine. Amen.